Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. The Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle. So, developed and published by Kemco, had this license very briefly. So the fun trivia for this one is that it was originally released as Roger Rabbit in Japan, which makes this game make a little more sense.
Yeah, there's some stuff that confuses even just like a child who has seen like 20 Bugs Bunny cartoons. They'd be like, what? I think this was the first one of these on here I actually remember playing. I think it was... I actually recall getting very far in it.
Really?
And as a little kid, and because I just remember the satisfaction of, like, I'd only ever beaten like Super Mario Brothers through warp pipes and all that. And so even getting to like level 70 or whatever in Crazy Castle, I felt a certain sense of achievement that has stuck with me to this day. But then when I watched this long play, I was like, ugh, what was I playing?
It's a cheap and ugly game. And I know there are some Crazy Castle fans out there. The series had like a little bubble that went on for a bit, but this game, a lot of kids played it at the time. 89 was a huge year for the NES. This was the only Looney Tunes game, so a lot of kids played it. I rented it, and what I think makes this a not fun experience for me is that Bugs Bunny is such a like a dynamic and assertive and proactive character with goals. Yeah. And in this game, like, Bugs is so helpless. Like, there is one item you can use to attack once if you pick it up, and the entire game is spent running away from other characters and ducking into doors and pipes, and randomly sometimes you can drop an object on their heads. It barely works. Like, it's such an unsatisfying game to play because Bugs has all of these limitations. He can't jump. This game is all about walking up and down staircases very slowly. It's so bizarre. Have you played this, Ian?
So I played a little bit of the NES one, but the one I was most familiar with is Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 2 on Game Boy.
Okay.
I think I might have gotten this game in like a trade or something with another kid. Like, I'll give you like three games, and I think one of them was Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 2. I don't think this is a good game. I will say, though, having that second game on Game Boy saved me from many of like a boring weekend, like, I don't know, shopping with parents. Like, I'll just stay in the car and play Game Boy, and I think I might have like powered through like Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 2 like that, with all the like saving all the passwords and stuff like that. The game is not that fun, but I guess like if you're playing it for like hours and hours and it's your only game, you kind of get into a zone with it where you're like, oh, I know if I go up the stairs at this time or go into a door at this time, I won't get caught by the bad guys, and, you know, I'll just keep going. It's very, like, it's not a fun game, but it's a game, so you'll play it.
You were into the meta game of Crazy Castle 2, and it beat going, like, blouse shopping with your mom.
Yeah,
basically.
I think that's how I got so far in it, too. I think it was one of the first games where it was just, like, the trance-like feeling of getting in the zone in a game and just, like, time disappearing. But I never loved it. There's not... And then when I watched it, seeing... Especially just how unsatisfying it is to, like, not be able to do anything to anybody. And on top of that, Bugs' movement, which I didn't even catch until I saw it in your notes, Bob. I was like, oh, yeah, Bugs can't do that.
He can't do anything. The characters don't look like how they should. They only look vaguely like how they're supposed to. And this is the first, like, all the Looney Tunes together game, which, just like in Space Jam, causes problems because these characters are not meant to coexist. Like, Bugs Bunny should not know about Sylvester. Bugs Bunny should not know about Wile E. Coyote, and yet all of these characters have kidnapped Honey Bunny for some reason, and Bugs must rescue her. And for I think they try to pave this over in the instruction book because they're like, Bugs's friends are rascals. They use the word rascal, and these rascals have kidnapped Honey Bunny. And like, so the enemies in this game are basically just Daffy Duck, Sylvester, Wile E. Coyote, and Yosemite Sam. But they are also redraws of the original Roger Rabbit game sprites, which is why in the original Roger Rabbit game, they'll be like, oh, here's a green weasel and here's an orange weasel. That is why in this game, there's like, why are there two Sylvesters chasing me? Because Sylvester used to be a weasel.
I see.
And they never changed the code to be like, don't put two Sylvesters on the screen. This is confusing.
I remember in Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 2 on the Game Boy, one of the enemies is Tweety, and what? Tweety is in the scale of all of the other characters, so Tweety is giant, and also Tweety is after you and gonna kill you. Yeah. It seems so odd.
Yeah, Tweety is a passive aggressive jerk who like goes, I bet I shouldn't do that. He's not active in destroying.
Only
you.
In the first like Clampett cartoon, Tweety was he just malicious, yeah. Killing the Abbott and Costello cat, right?
Yes, yeah. And the long nose guy, that was the other type of cat.
Jimmy Durante?
Jimmy Durante cat. Yeah, yeah. That's Honey Bunny too. It's like the character who no longer exists because Lola replaced her. But I only ever saw it bugged me as a kid because I would see Honey Bunny in video games or the occasional merch where they're like, well, we need some girl in here. But then I would go back and I'd obsessively watch all the cartoons like, well, where's Honey Bunny already? Where's this girlfriend of his?
And then she's yeah, she was from the Dell Comics.
Right.
And
yeah.
I remember seeing some reprints of those. And this is just like a completely weird character. I guess they imply she kind of got a southern accent also. This game has led to like one of my favorite like video game meme images ever, just because it's got this theme of Bugs Bunny in a wall at the beginning of the game. Oh, yeah. And it just looks like he's being buried alive in bricks.
Yes.
And there's just an image someone edited to him in that wall saying, for the love of God, somebody help me.
That's great. And again, that makes more sense as a Roger Rabbit thing because it reminds me of the end of that movie, you know, when they're in that factory and they bust through the wall
and
everything.
That brick wall is perfect. Yeah, when you see Honey Bunny and also just like Roger is so different from Bugs as like motivations and all that. Like Bugs is an ain't I a stinker kind of guy. Roger is like, he's annoying, but it's all innocently motivated. He's an annoying character because he's just like, aw, come on. Like,
and it makes more sense because Roger has several villains. Like if you look at the footage of the game, it's like there are weasels, there's Judge Doom, there's that gorilla bouncer guy, and like one other thing. So there's a world of villains for him, but not necessarily for Bugs. And this game, because it's like just a reskin of an old game, the story is just weird. I think they do a better job with the next game, but I did want to read to you guys the instruction book story, which takes place over two pages.
Oh boy.
This is Bugs Bunny speaking, by the way. Welcome to the crazy castle. Listen, Doc, it's up to you to guide me, Bugs Bunny, through the castle and rescue Honey Bunny. But don't think it's going to be easy. Those rascals, Daffy Duck, Sylvester, Wile E. Coyote, and Yosemite Sam, have captured Honey Bunny and hidden her deep within the castle. Along the way, we have to collect all the carrots while avoiding those rascals. Okay, Doc, let's get going. The word rascal seems like a mandate.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And also what I like is that after every character name, there's a trademark symbol.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, man.
Awesome.